Reporting by remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain is hours away from launching a COVID-19 vaccination campaign. Staffers with the National Health Service, nursing home residents, and their caregivers on Tuesday will begin to receive the first of two doses of a vaccine jointly developed by U.S.-based pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. The initiative will start nearly a week after the government's medical regulatory agency granted emergency approval for the vaccine, making Britain the first Western nation ready to begin mass inoculations. The approval came weeks after Pfizer announced the vaccine had been shown to be more than 90% effective after its final clinical trial. Canada announced Monday it will receive its first doses of the same vaccine by the end of December. Here in the U.S., health regulators will meet Thursday to consider whether to authorize emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, followed by a second meeting a week later to discuss another vaccine under development by U.S.-based biotechnology company Moderna. The Trump administration turned down a chance last summer to buy millions of additional doses of one of the leading coronavirus vaccine contenders. That decision could delay the delivery of a second batch of doses until the manufacturer Pfizer fulfills other international contracts. The revelation comes a day after President Donald Trump aimed to take credit for the speedy development of forthcoming coronavirus vaccines at a White House summit later on today. Pfizer's vaccine is expected to be endorsed by the panel of the Food and Drug Administration advisors as early as this week. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has reportedly chosen retired General Lloyd Austin to become his defense secretary. That's according to a person familiar with the decision on Monday. Austin served under former President Barack Obama, overseeing forces in the Middle East as head of the U.S. Central Command. He would also be the first black person to run the Pentagon. News was first reported by Politico. The vote counting underway in Ghana's national election, which ended Monday evening, poll represents a tight battle between President Nana Akufo-Addo of the New Patriotic Party and his rival John Mahama of the National Democratic Congress Party. The race marks the first time they have faced off against each other. Ghanaian voters are choosing between 12 presidential candidates and members of parliament for residents in 275 districts. Key issues among the voters include education, health, unemployment, and the country's infrastructure. Election authorities are aiming to have the results by Tuesday evening. Ethiopia's government is denying that the northern forces whom its troops have fought for a month would be able to mount a guerrilla insurgency. Federal troops have seized the regional capital from the former local ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, and declared an end to their month-long offensive. But the TPLF leaders say they are fighting back on various fronts. Ethiopia experts fear a drawn-out insurgency with the destabilizing impact around East Africa. The United States on Monday placed Nigeria on a religious freedom blacklist, paving the way for potential sanctions if it does not improve its record. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did not elaborate on the reasons for including Nigeria, which has a delicate balance between Muslims and Christians. Other nations on the blacklist include Myanmar and North Korea. And a comprehensive report on the 2019 Christchurch, New Zealand mosque shooting, in which 51 Muslim worshippers were slaughtered, reveals the gunman was able to elude detection by authorities as he planned out his attack because he kept a low profile and told nobody about his plans. The gunman, who is an Australian, was sentenced in August to life in prison without possibility of parole after pleading guilty to 92 counts of terrorism, murder, and attempted murder. The details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.